think for me, the turning point was in 2003. Well, no, it was 2002. We start to change how we're playing Rhapsody in Blue. You know, we start improvising a little more and start being flexible. So I find out that the great conductor, the maestro, Seiji Ozawa, was asking Marcus about another Gershwin piece called Concerto in F. And he's like, man, I'd like to do Concerto in F. And Marcus is like, no. So every time he would ask him, Concerto in F? No. So then, you know, after a while, he just stopped asking him. So we did Rhapsody at Tanglewood, where Ozawa was, you know, did many residencies. And so I think Marcus turned to him and said, you know what, man? I think I'm ready to do Concerto in F. I mean, I loved working on that because we all said, all right, how are we going to do this? Okay, what can we do? Because we wanted to deal with taking that into the jazz idiom, but still playing with classical musicians. So we would have this discussion. First movement, all right, what about this part? All right, we can swing this part. Okay, we can play this groove with the orchestra. That'll work. We can play that with the orchestra. Okay, we can do this with the orchestra. All right, we'll leave that alone. And we're all looking at the score, you know, and I'm looking at it, and I'm saying things like, well, you know, Marcus, right here, it's just violins, but there's no piano, which means he probably filled it in later, which means you might be able to improvise during this part, you know, or maybe you can leave it alone, or things like that. And we go through this discussion with all three movements, and we were able to just practice and play it straight through, and we really worked on it. And you know, that I think that moment was when I said, oh yeah, this I love this, because it's playing jazz but with an orchestra, but it's bringing these other elements out of the music that weren't brought before.